The views and opinions expressed on the following program are that of the host and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
CJAM 99.1 FM, keeping your radio in a constant state of redefinition and now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit.
Hello, how you doing? It's Zach Kosky.
M.A. Paul Money.
Prince. Adam
Enrique. And you're listening to Wind City Sports. Yo, what's good, everybody? You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM. We are now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. This is your host, Drake DeMore, and you're listening to Wind City Sports, Windsor's only local sports podcast and radio program. We are here on CJAM every Thursday, live with new episodes at 8 p.m., and replays on Mondays at 12 noon p.m. You can hear all of our old shows on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, many ways to listen now. We are also on the Weave Podcast site and app. We also have a Facebook and Twitter account, as well as a new Instagram account. Talk all about that at the end of the show, as we normally do. But today is February 1st, 2018, and it is episode 81 of Wind City Sports. The Windsor Spitfires are hosting the Sarnia Sting right now over at the WSU Center, probably about to begin the second period of the game. The Express are in London right now, and they will be returning home to the court tomorrow night. We have some news on them, as well as the Spitfires, and much more later on in the show to talk about. This week on the show, we have an interview with one of the world's top powerlifters, one of Canada's strongest men, and Windsor's own, Kelly Michael Brandon. He is the first powerlifter we've had here on Wind City Sports. We talk all about the sport itself, about his career and how he got into it, everything that he's done up to now and what the future may hold for him in competition, as well as coaching. But before we get into the interview, we have to take a moment to take care of two orders of business that we do here every week on Wind City Sports. Kicking things off with our Windsor Lancers Athletes of the Week. This week from our men's basketball team, a former guest here on Wind City Sports, it's Mike Rocha. And from the women's volleyball team, Jade Zaberth. Both of them had outstanding weekends for their respected teams, both picking up some critical wins. So congratulations to the both of them on being our Windsor Lancers Athletes of the Week. And we will take a quick moment to hear a PSA from CJAM, the things that keep us alive to keep doing what we do, like Wind City Sports and all of our other spoken word-based programs, as well as all of our music-based programs. Following this PSA, we're going to get right into the interview with Kelly Michael Branton, so don't go anywhere.
The hosts of No Scrubs on CJAM 99.1 FM invite you to join two fourth-year nursing students as they dive deeper into the complexities of various health-related topics, concerns, and events.
Tune in with Jess and Alex every Tuesday at noon or catch it again on Wednesday at 16:30 or listen live online at www.cjam.ca. While you're at it, check out and like our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/CJAMNoScrubs.
So stay tuned, stay educated. It's good for your health.
Cool, man. So first off, are you from Windsor, born and raised, or where are you from?
Yeah, born and raised in Windsor.
Nice. Were you always like into sports growing up around here, or what?
Yeah, I've probably played for every sports organization they have here. Hockey, football, everything.
Was football your thing, maybe? Were you always a big kid growing up, or what?
I played hockey my whole life, and then when I got to high school, I started playing football. I played all the sports in grade 9 like everybody else, mm-hmm. and then in grade 10, I just played football. That was it for the 4 years after that. That was my main thing, though, working out and playing football.
Mm-hmm. So you're always into lifting weights?
Yeah, I was always into lifting weights. I started lifting weights when I was, like, grade 6. Grade 6 was when I started going to the gym. Right at the grade 6 summer, going into grade 7, I used my brother's ID to get into a lifestyle so I didn't have to go with my parents.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Started working out. And then ever since then, it's been a lifestyle. In grade 10 is when I really started working out hard. I had a high school teacher Gerald Vladdy from, he coaches at Bell River now, but he played in the CFL. He was just a big, massive human. And he started working out, making me go in the morning with him before school. And he showed me how to work out, like real work. Then after was, was all up from there.
Yeah, I didn't know if maybe like you weren't in shape and then the weights helped you get in shape and you kind of ran with it, or maybe, you know, you're always a big guy and just, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, when I first started powerlifting, I was 21. I was always in shape, like, 240 pounds. But now I'm, I got to compete in the super heavyweight division. So I'm 365, 370 now. So I've gained a lot of weight, but it's for a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about powerlifting. You're the first official powerlifter that I've had on the show. We talked about it a little bit with Andrew Hedges of Empire Muscle. But can you kind of just explain the sport and competition for people that may not be familiar with what exactly powerlifting is?
Powerlifting is a sport with three disciplines. So you have a squat, a bench, and a deadlift. When you go to a competition, you get three attempts at each lift. Your best completed attempt. So if you if you get three attempts, you squat 100, 150, 200. You take your 200-pound squat, and it goes towards your total. Same on bench. You squat 100, 150 on your second attempt, 200 on your third. You take 200 and put it on your total. Same with your deadlift. So if you did 200 squat, 200 bench, 200 deadlift, you'd have a 600-pound total. So that's how, when you're powerlifting, you compete against other people.
And then from there, there's like overall awards, and is there like a placing, or how does that work?
There's overall. There's weight classes. They start at like 120 plus, 120, 105, 93, 84 kilos, and then it goes all the way down. So there's tons of different weight classes, and then there's the overall title at every competition too. But if you're just in your weight class, you're just trying to build a total to beat the other guy.
I see. I went to a competition not too long ago to watch my buddy. It was his first one. We were kind of foreign to it, I guess is the right word to say. We didn't know how it all worked.
Yeah, it's a different experience. Mm-hmm. It's grown a lot in the last 5 years. When I started in it, I think there was a membership in Canada on the CPU of like 200. Now there's 2,000 or 2,500. It's grown maybe more than that. I think just in Ontario there's 1,500 or something. Like it's just, the numbers are crazy with powerlifting and, all the strength sports coming up. It's just, it's exploded in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. It's always been around, though, right? So it's just kind of picking up now?
Yeah, everybody wants to be in shape now. It's that fitness thing. And yeah. I think Instagram helped a lot, and social media with getting the lifts out there and people really seeing how cool it is to, be really strong.
Yeah, when people see, like, just the mass amounts that people can pull, that's it draws the people,
It draws everybody, it's a female and male sport, yep. So it draws everybody in, and it's, there's no discrimination in powerlifting. Mm-hmm. Everybody's a powerlifter. There's no, there's no discriminating, so it's a good thing, man. It's awesome to see it grow like it is.
So what made you want to pursue it?
I got an addictive personality, so it's just when I started in it right away, I wanted to be, the best at it. And, I don't tie my shoes up every day and try to be second. So I'm very addictive to try to win at something. So it's taken a very long time to get to the level that I'm at. But, just keep working hard and get things up.
Yeah, of course. Just training and training and training, right?
It's tough. Yep.
Yeah. What I'm wondering is, so you're always lifting weights, and then, something made you want to start pursuing that powerlifting thing. So, like, before you got into competitions, were you doing any specific training to get ready for the meets?
Honestly, I was playing football. I played for the AKO Fratman when I left high school. I wanted to pursue football. I wanted to go play at the university for 4 years and then go, see what you could do, maybe try the CFL out. But it just wasn't in the cards for me at that point. I didn't have any money and I had to work. So I stopped stopped playing football and I started working full time, and I needed something to fill the void. I can't just work and not have something to, I don't know if it would be, say, like, have goals outside of work, or I just can't go to work and go home every day. It drives me nuts. So I found powerlifting. There was a local guy named Tim Eckert. He's a blind powerlifter. At that time, he's one of the most decorated blind powerlifters in the world. I seen him at the gym, started working out with him and his group, and that's kind of how I got started in powerlifting. And then as soon as I signed up for it, I was addicted within 3 months, and that was around 2008, and we're in 2018, so it's been about 10 years.
Wow.
It was to fill the void, you know?
Yeah, just to have something to do outside of work, like you said. Like I was going to say, it's just something that you kind of sign yourself up for or throw yourself into, right? It's not like...
But the thing is like, I always, like, when I was a kid, was obsessed with World's Strongest Man. And, you know, I would watch Power Pack then. Powerlifting was on TV. And, like, you know, I would always, like, read magazines and, like, you know, read about powerlifters and stuff. I was always really interested in it. But back then, there wasn't, you know, when I was a little kid, there wasn't any powerlifters I knew of or anything like that. Now with, you know, social media, you can find a gym in anywhere in the world, but it was a little different back then.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, specific places now, which actually I have a few questions about that later on, but like you said, it's expanding, so probably just places popping up everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So what do you remember about, like, your first meet, where it was, when it was, and were you nervous, or were you just, hey, I'm going to do this thing?
First meet was in 2008 in Bell River, Ontario. It was in the summer. It was a push-pull. I remember I had to cut weight. I was 252 pounds, and I had to cut to 242. And, you know, it was just, I don't remember. I would remember what I lifted. I think I fought it around 540 or something, and I think I benched 400 and pulled around 550, but it was just a really cool experience. I really liked the atmosphere and the people, and I like to see how far you can push the human body. So it was cool. But after that meet, like I said, it was just like the hooks were in, and I wanted to go get better.
I want to talk a little bit about the Power Pit gym actually out here in Bell River. Is it like a well-known specific place to train? I notice a lot of just guys on Instagram, and a friend of mine is actually from Brampton. Like I said, I went to see his competition, and he even mentioned it to me. And, you know, I drive by it all the time. It's just a small little place. So is it kind of like a hidden gem or what?
Well, you know, a lot of people, some guys I coach and people I talk to, I always say, like, you know, if you're in a power sport or you're doing competitive lifting, generally you're not going to have your best workouts working in a corporate gym. You're going to have your best workouts working in that garage gym or that, you know, CrossFit specific or powerlifting or, you know, whatever it is, weightlifting specific gym. The Power Pit's a garage, you know, it's a garage gym. It started really small. It's got the essentials you need in there, but was it well known? I don't think it's like super well known. It seems like everybody knows about it now because, like, people, you know, like myself and other guys post about it on Instagram. But it's just one of those gyms where everybody goes there and, you know, they put the work in. They're not talking all the time, and everybody just gets it done. I don't know. I couldn't even. I started off going to a Good Life and a Lifestyles before Good Life, and I just couldn't imagine doing what I do there. Well, I couldn't do it there anymore, but I mean, I couldn't imagine not going to the Power Pit or a gym like that.
Yeah, you've done a lot in the sport. We'll talk about some of your competitions and accomplishments a little bit later on, but can you just kind of break down all the different kind of competitions that you've done at, like different events that you've taken part in and where, like, around the world?
I've competed in 2010, 2009, 2010, 2017. I've competed in six national championships, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Quebec, Newfoundland, Regina, where else? And we're going to Calgary this year on the Commonwealth Games the Commonwealth Powerlifting Championship 2015. We're in Vancouver, competed at that. Three World Championships, Finland, Texas, and Belarus, Russia. I've been to Miami, Florida. I've been
all around the world, eh?
Just Miami, you know, everywhere. Like, not including seminars, too. Like, just, you know, you're all over the world when you're powerlifting. That's the best part about the sport. You can throw a dart at the map now and go work out with one of your buddies somewhere in the world.
So do you notice any differences between, like, here and the international competitions that you've done, like Finland and Russia and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, man, it's an experience. It's not like, you know, you better put your, you know, because, well, when you're here, you're so regulated, right? You eat your food, you go to the gym. When you go to a place like Finland and Russia, the food's different. You're sleeping on a little small bed. Like when I went to Finland, it was 24 hours of light, and the food was completely different. And I'm sleeping on a little bed that looks like a stick of gum, and just hits. Man, when you compete internationally, it's just, you know, it's like any athlete you talk to about that. It's the same thing. You just got to be able to adapt, and you realize that everybody else is doing it, and just stop being a baby and get it done.
I never thought of that, actually, because the sport is really, like, specific to your diet, I'm sure, right? So going to a different country with different stuff, and trying to keep up in your health, right? So it could be tough.
No, it's really hard, but, you know, everybody else is in the same boat, so you just try to... True. Try to get your little bocce going, get to the supermarket, you know, just try to normalize as much as you can.
Cool. So you mentioned earlier you're going to be heading out to Calgary for a competition soon, so it seems like you're still competing on the regular, and can you just tell us what you have coming up?
I got Calgary, Alberta in 5 weeks. That's Canadian Nationals. And then a week later, I come home, and then the next weekend I compete at the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, awesome.
Which is, like, my favorite competition of the year. And then 17 weeks after that, I go to Worlds, which is actually in Calgary, Alberta this year. So it's in Canada. So that's big one.
It's cool to keep him busy. And have you ever been to the Arnold before? Or?
Yeah, I went last year. Yeah. It's, I've been twice. I did a bench only one time.
Okay.
And then a couple years later, when I first was making a comeback, and then I did a three lift last year. It was awesome. It's my favorite meet.
Yeah, that's a very prestigious event, eh?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
That's cool. They have so much going on there.
Yes, sir.
Cool. So I find weightlifting, and obviously you're into powerlifting specifically, but it's kind of like a giving back kind of thing maybe with your teammates, your training partners. It seems like everyone's like physically helping each other out and motivating each other. Is that something you'd agree with?
It's pretty weird the amount of good people that sign up to do strength sports in a sport that's so competitive and cutthroat. You know, at the end of the day, everybody congratulates each other, and for the most of it, pretty much everybody's pretty good friends. So I've never met a better community of people that I want to hang out with than powerlifters. I really enjoy when I'm at a powerlifting meet, even if I'm not lifting, just hanging out with my friends. And it's you know, what powerlifting's done for me is way more than I could ever do for powerlifting, because it's just such a good sport with such good people in it. And I give back, you know, as much as I can. I've done free seminars in Windsor. I go all over. I try to go to as many meets as I can, and you know, help out. And it's just gotta just keep giving back.
Yeah, like although it's like an individual sport, I still feel like it's a little team oriented. Like when you're training, right?
Well, yeah, some guys train alone, some guys train with a team. I mean, you know, it's like you work all year and then you're at Worlds, and you know, the amount of time you're lifting for is probably, you know, 25 total seconds. So, but you have to understand, like, you know, if you have a, you know, it's you know, your coach, you know, what are you eating, and then your chiropractic, you know, are you keeping up on your physio? And it's just, yeah, it's a ton of factors all into one, but it's one guy on the platform, but there's usually a little small team behind you.
I come from martial arts, so that's, you know, that's how we kind of see it, right? We train as a team, but in the competition, it's kind of a lone thing, right? So that's just the comparisons I like to make.
And you definitely are all on your own in terms of power.
Yeah. I would take Rob, like we were talking before. He's a perfect example of like the great people that might come. Like, that guy's so humble, but still like just a tough dude, right?
Oh yeah, Rob's a great guy. He's got a nice little crew there. Hopefully, I'd say in the next couple of years in Windsor, I'm going to open up a gym, and it's going to be just a pure power gym. So people can look out for that coming soon.
Cool. That actually kind of leads into the next and final question. Obviously, you know, you might be doing it a bit with your team, but maybe coaching as a full-time option in the future, maybe with your new gym?
I coach. I do online coaching right now. I don't do too much of it. I actually turn down a lot of clients because I'm very busy at work, and then I powerlift, and then I come home, so I don't have time to have a portfolio of 50 athletes. You know, I'd like to do that. I just don't want to take someone's money and not be able to deliver for them.
Yeah.
To the most of my ability. So I do coaching, but it's very minimal right now. What I want to do is get into that full time and get a gym that's in Windsor, powerlifting specific. And I know there's guys must know about all the time how excited they are when I talk about that. So I think it should be a pretty good time. It's going to be a very, 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 like a hardcore gym where people come to work, a lot like the Power Pit.
Awesome, man. Well, we'll be looking out for that, and thank you for joining me, dude. I really appreciate it. Okay, and we're back here on CJAM for Wind City Sports. If you're just tuning in, we just heard from Kelly Michael Britton, one of the world's top powerlifters and Canada's strongest men, right here in Windsor, Ontario. And now we're going to take some time to break down some local sports news, kicking things off with our Windsor Express basketball team, who snapped their three-game losing streak last week. After coming off of two losses to the St. John Edge and one to the Moncton Magic, the Windsor Express picked up a win last Thursday at the WSCU Center against the Cape Breton Highlanders. From there, they went on to play a Sunday afternoon game at the WSCU, where they picked up yet another win. On Thursday night, they won 109-92, and on Sunday evening, they won 107-96. As mentioned at the top of the show right now, they're in London, who they took on Sunday, taking them on their court, so hopefully they can run with it and keep it going. They have a home game tomorrow at the WSU Center, taking on the Niagara River Lions at 7 p.m. You can watch the game on YouTube. Our Windsor Spitfires and 2017 Memorial Cup champions went 0-3 on their weekend road trip. As mentioned at the top of the show, they are playing the Sarnia Sting right now over at the WSCU Center, looking to bounce back from that weekend stretch. Didn't win a single game or pick up a single win. Sarnia could be a tough feat for them, as they were one of the top teams but just haven't really been on the ball lately. But following this game, they're going to be traveling to Barrie on Saturday for a 7:30 game, and then to Oshawa on Sunday for some afternoon action at 2 p.m. From there, they play at home next Thursday against Guelph, again at 7:05 p.m. over at the WFCU Center. Still lots of regular season action to catch before the playoffs approach. They are auctioning off the Superhero Night jerseys from about 2 weeks ago when they played Flint on a Sunday afternoon. A pretty cool logo with the superhero-like jerseys. I'm not really a fan of those, but I do like the logo. It's pretty cool. So check that out if you're interested. You can auction for Michael DiPietro's jersey. And don't forget, about 3 weeks' time on a Sunday afternoon, February 25th, they will be retiring Taylor Hall's jersey number 4. Kind of want to keep that on the down low, as they will be handing out Taylor Hall bobbleheads. Be there early if you want to grab one of those. Fans will receive them. The first 2,500 fans will receive a complimentary Taylor Hall bobblehead. Now we got to talk a little bit about our Windsor Lancers. The men's
and women's volleyball teams both picked up 3-0 wins over the Pissing Lakers this past weekend. On the night prior, both teams took on the York Lions, the women's picking up a 3-1 win as the men fell 3-2 to the Lions. Women's hockey suffered a pair of losses at the hands of the Laurier Golden Hawks on Friday night and the Western Mustangs on Saturday afternoon. Men's basketball picked up a huge win, 95-75, over the Lakehead Thunderwolves, which would have been Chris Oliver's 200th OUA win. Coach Chris Oliver was on the show back in September, I believe, talking all about his career and the team. Such a great and professional organization and team that they have there at the Windsor Lancers. So congratulations to him on his 200th career win with the Lancers. Women's basketball also picked up a win over the Lakehead Thunderwolves 72-57 on Saturday, also beating them the night prior 67-56. The men's hockey team beat Waterloo, or actually they split a pair of games with the Waterloo Warriors, winning 7-4 and then losing the next day 2-1. Coming up this weekend, the men's basketball team is going to be taking on the Laurier Golden Hawks tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the St. Denis Center. The men's hockey team will be at South Windsor Arena taking on the Lakehead Thunderwolves. And the men's and women's volleyball team will be on the road in Peterborough. Women's basketball is also going to be taking on the Laurier Golden Hawks at 6 p.m. at the St. Denis Center tomorrow night. The track and field teams will be in Toronto and Ohio tomorrow for the Akron Invitational and the York Open. On Saturday, we have women's hockey over at South Windsor Arena at 4 p.m. taking on Guelph. Women's basketball will be at the St. Denis Center at 6 p.m. taking on the Western Mustangs. And the men's and women's basketball teams will be at the St. Denis Center again on Saturday at 4 and 6 p.m. But it looks like that will be all for us here on Wind City Sports this week. We're here on CGM every Thursday, live with new episodes at 8 p.m. and replays on Mondays at 12 noon p.m. You can hear every single one of our old shows. There's actually so many ways to listen now, guys. We are on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music. We're also on the Stitcher app for radio and the TuneIn app for radio. On all five of those apps and sites, you can just simply search up Wind City Sports Podcast and find us incredibly easily. Every single one of our shows will be on there, and every week that we drop a new episode, they will automatically be placed onto those apps. You can also listen on cjam.ca or watch on We Podcast site and app, which they have now uploaded our videos to YouTube. So check out the playlist through We Podcast account, which I have shared on our Twitter and Facebook. You can watch episodes. Unfortunately, you'll have to see me, but the odd one has our guests in the studio with us, and you can watch the entire episode there, totally uncut. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply search up Wind City Sports and you should be able to find us easily. Like, follow, subscribe, do it all. And until next week, smell you later.